Once again, Bad Radio presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Well, I think it started with Halas and Lombardi and the close proximity that the Packers are in that northern state, whatever they call Wisconsin.
And now, here are your Bad Radio hosts, Bob Sturm and Dan McDowell.
All right. Booth Eye Care and Laser Center, North Texas Nissan, and for good measure, let's throw in some Texas tickets. They probably would have been properly represented in the previous segment if it existed. Texas tickets at 214-696-8001. Would like to encourage you to check out Kid Rock and Linkin Park and the Mavs.
He's the original American Badass, you know.
Yeah, I guess you're right. And 214-696-8001. They have all your tickets at Texas tickets. Here's Dan.
Today's February 5th. I think the hard line is out at our hockey practice. We're getting ready for it. Hello?
Yes.
Hello, do you
We
read
are.
Me?
We're
do
here.
You
have us.
Hey now.
We read you.
Hey now.
So where is that Frisco Center?
Are you guys on the ice or just off the ice?
We're above the ice.
Oh, I bet you are.
At press level.
Where is that, behind the ballpark?
Yeah,
it's a little north of the ballpark.
What do you got
it's
going on
the
in
the
same there?
Building and structure as the parking garage.
We've got Texas Tornado practice going on.
Those dudes can play.
Can they?
They would, are these guys?
They're juniors. They're 18 and 19-year-olds.
So when you talk about somebody playing junior hockey, you're talking about one of these guys?
Yeah, to a point. I mean, junior kind of starts, is it 15 years old up in Canada, but this is a level of junior. This is kind of your prep school, maybe. Your Fork Union to college basketball. Your Oak Hill.
You have your jub level.
Okay.
These guys will probably all go to U.S. colleges. Some might get drafted, go to the minors. They can play. That's a great arena, too.
Boy, no kidding.
It sure is.
This is where we need to be having charity challenge
it
right
sure
here.
It sure is.
Well, let's do it. Change it.
And hopefully we will.
Aren't you the hard line? Can't you make that change?
Are two of the original American Badasses?
All right, today is February 5th. You might remember on February 4th in 1990, in a dramatic concession to South Africa's black majority, President F.W. de Klerk lifted a ban on the African National Congress and promised to free Nelson Mandela.
Right.
We're now 8 days away from that, so things are still looking good.
Okay, so you're going to repeat the same story over the next 8 days.
No, I didn't know if you guys remembered that.
This must have been a tense 8 days in the open doors.
Yeah, it was not easy. Day 8 wasn't easy, and they weren't sure what was going to go on. I'll update you tomorrow on how
doors were still closed.
On how day 7 was.
Right.
Now today's birthdays. We start off, we lead off with Hank Aaron. He is 70.
Wait a minute, don't you have something that happened on this day, Tom?
I was going to be nice and not do it, but I have decided I'm going to take you up on your suggestion, Mike.
So what do you got?
I will do that. No, I was going to be nice today. I wasn't going to do it, but I will.
Tom, you need to seize the moment.
Yeah.
So we don't know.
You're not very proactive, are you?
We don't know that Von Hayes
stubbed his toe.
Signed a 2-year extension.
What
you don't have a Max Alvis note for us today?
No, I'm fresh out of Max Alvis note.
You better get on that if you're serious.
Manny Trio farted and fell down.
Didn't I tell you yesterday, Reiner? Did I not tell you that?
I was going to be a nice guy. I guess you can't be a nice guy on the station with Dan around. I guess you can't be a nice guy.
You did. You did tell me that, and now I see. Now I see exactly what you're talking about.
That that you had a great suggestion, a good idea for Gribble, but if it required him to do something,
right?
Like maybe 1 minute of work on the internet, it won't get done.
Right.
He's too busy teaching his bird to sing.
And he didn't.
So again.
What time did you go to bed last night?
It was late. It was 11.
Whoa!
I'm a little tired today.
Well, you taught her who's boss.
You sure did.
I'm sleepy.
I'm staying up till 11.
I'm going to see Cindy Crawford on Letterman.
Yeah, I miss that.
Don't think we're allowed to watch those racy shows, Bob. Okay, so Hank Aaron is 70.
You guys ever watch Blind Date together, anything like that?
Nah, Trading Spaces is a is a must every Saturday night.
It's raining.
It's wild at my place.
Hallelujah.
How was Oprah after the show last night?
Pretty good.
By the way, I did get the link to the Baylor. It's a basketball player. It's on the blog, though, if you want to see the Baylor basketball player who's man enough to admit that he's addicted to Friends.
It's right.
fact,
that's the men's basketball team.
Yeah, it's raining friends.
Elsewhere, Roberto Alomar is 36. Don Cherry is 70.
Dan, and he's man enough to admit that Joey is his favorite friend.
Jose Maria Olazabal is 38. Sorry, I tried to get it. Craig Morton is 61.
Former Cowboy great.
If he's 61, I think another former Cowboy great has a birthday today, too.
Got a birthday.
Hey.
Well, Grego?
I got a birthday.
It's interesting you would bring that up, because 62 years old today is a guy who likes to spend his time playing backyard football with groups, Roger Staubach.
Yay!
62.
Great Roger Staubach.
Groups.
Well, one of the greatest men ever.
Go deep, groups.
He's lived the greatest life of any groups. Man in the history of this country.
Who, groups?
That's a very broad demographic, is it not?
Well, just look at it. He was a four-sport star in high school. Got to go to the Naval Academy, won the Heisman Trophy,
served his country for the full 4 years.
Served his country for the full time. Came to the Cowboys, won a Super Bowl, won a Super Bowl MVP, went into the Hall of Fame, and then got in the business world as one of the biggest successes around.
And freed Nelson Mandela.
I'm just curious where you'd rank him on the greatest men of all time list.
He's certainly near the top of my list, I'll tell you that.
Of guys you would want to be?
Yes. My gosh.
Who else is on there?
It pretty much begins and ends with Roger Staubach.
Bo.
Alexander the Great?
Right?
Yeah, Bo.
No, give me Roger Staubach. I don't think Alexander the Great ever won the Heisman or won a Super Bowl.
We've been informed out here, Bob, that the Texas Tornado record is 38-4.
38-4?
That's pretty good.
Why, how'd they ever lose four?
It's a miracle.
It's a miracle. Wow.
Let's see, another one of our great men that we would like to be is the guy who owns the Bunny Ranch.
Dennis Hoff?
Yeah.
He knows Air Force Amy?
He gets to have them all, too.
Sunset sure. Thomas?
Is he on... Is that the guy that Big Dick knows?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad.
Bunny Ranch owner?
Yeah, thanks for listening.
Oh, I forgot, you're a wild-ass circus P1.
We're not talking about me.
Oh. Oh, you're welcome, then. Chris Barron is 36.
I'm Barron.
Of a musical group. But he's under...
Must be Manfred Mann.
Under Reiner's demographic
age. He is?
He's 36.
Why don't you gear up, Grego, and wander out on the ice and see if they know they have a straggler.
He's of the Spin Doctors. Whatever they got. Bobby Brown is 35. He is of the Whitney Houston's husband. Red Buttons is 85. Reiner.
Yeah?
Was he funny, Reiner?
No, not terribly.
What was his bit?
I never really got him.
Was he just...
Good actor.
Old Jewish comedian bit?
Did he ever join the Ed Sullivan Show for any length of time?
He probably made an appearance on Ed Sullivan, although I don't remember one specifically. He had his own TV show for a while.
There was no break.
Yeah, he was definitely Meshuggah.
There was no break in the action when your dad would look down at you as you were
sitting there with your
putting Tonka toys, driving them around. But
didn't they just have marbles back then?
Jack.
Perhaps. What were the logs?
Jacks. I got to play Jacks. Oh, only three.
What was the toy of choice back then, Ryan?
Well, I was into any kind of board baseball game I could get my hands on.
Yep.
All right, well, maybe Garrig is up on...
APBA?
Stratomatic, or, yeah.
Maybe. No, Stratomatic wasn't around.
Status Pro?
No, not really.
That's what I played.
They were quite a bit more random back then.
Was it the vibrating baseball game?
No, they didn't have those, although they did have one where they had a little wooden ball with a magnet on it. And a bat that you would kind of hold back with a spring, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And you push the button, the ball comes to the plate, you let the bat go, and it hits the wall, and if you hit it high enough, you got a home run.
Nice.
David Denny is 56, Reiner.
Don't know.
They list him as a guitarist with...
With Manfred Mann.
That's default, huh?
It's getting there.
Steve Miller Band.
No, I'm not familiar with him. Of course, the Steve Miller Band's only had about 400 guys in it over the years.
Can you name them?
No, I can't, because they all have one thing in common.
Uh-oh.
They suck.
They all play under the helm of Steve Miller, therefore, whatever they do sucks.
Wow.
Nice.
But isn't one of them the Gangsta of Love?
Christopher Guest.
People call him that. They also call him the Space Cowboy. And some people call him Maurice.
Christopher Guest is 56.
Genius.
No.
Barbara Hershey is 56.
She's smart sometimes.
Anybody seen that lately?
I think Hoosiers was the last time I saw that.
I don't think she was in Hoosiers.
Who? Barbara Hershey? Wasn't she Gene Hackman's love interest, the teacher? Or am I thinking of somebody else?
I think she was in The Natural. But I'm not sure.
As Gene Hackman's love
interest. Tom, when you go to movies, does the love interest have to be approved by your wife?
No. No. We haven't sunken that low.
Are you serious?
Yet.
Shut up, Corby.
Corby's talking to the bottom of a well.
All right, Reiner. Al Cooper is 60.
Cooper Al
with
Cooper.
A K.
Now, is that Big Al?
No.
From the Kid Craddock Show?
No.
Alice Cooper?
Al Cooper.
Weird Al?
Weird Al.
Formerly with blood, sweat, and tears, but he was known better for a lot of other things.
Jennifer Jason Lee is 42.
By the way, Babs Hershey was in Hoosiers.
Thank you.
Really? Laura Linney is 40. I guess Tom, with his computer also 1 inch away from him, could have looked that up, but...
I knew it!
Again,
I
that would have
it.
Taken a
I
little
I didn't
work.
Have to look it up.
Nigel Tufnel is 56.
By the way, Laura Linney, final extremely tab. Hot.
I think you guys need to get along better.
And now here's some spare birthdays for you, and you, and you. And you.
Jeez, I just had an email here.
Well, we're getting a lot of digital racket out here today.
Boy, no kidding.
What's that mean? Digital racket.
That means he's getting a little bit of this.
Oh.
Yeah. Cool. A little bit of that.
Let's see. Oh, here it is. All right, Preston Darley is having a birthday today. I'm told he's a P1 with a man crush on Dirk, and he's 25 today, moving to Phoenix on Saturday for his job. And I'm supposed to...
Well, who cares about him if he's not going
to
be here?
I'm supposed to read it right after Wisconsin, and because he is really a spare. So there you go.
Well, he's going to be selling his record collection. That's the thing.
So. Will Fuhrer is 36.
Quarterback.
Virginia Tech.
Wonder if he has a mustache.
Oh, wow. George Hagi is 39.
Hagi.
You may remember him from World Cups gone by for Romania.
I remember him from Johnny Quest.
Mike Heath is 49.
Can catcher. The candy bar.
Catcher. Daryl Waltrip is 57.
Boogity,
now, what
boogity,
will we know
boogity.
Him from?
NASCAR.
What?
NASCAR.
I can't hear you.
NASCAR.
I think I need Grego to tell me.
Grego?
Yeah, what would he say? Daryl Waltrip was a...
Puff Daddy?
NASCAR. Oh, okay.
He's not one of those guys that goes into space and...
Astronaut.
Yeah,
that's it.
Abe Woodson is 70.
And he's never been on top of a certain kind of... mastodon. Yeah.
Well, at least let him finish the question, Grego.
Hell. Is this Abe person?
NASCAR. Abe Woodson?
He freed the slaves, didn't he?
Abe Woodson, Ryan.
That's a former 49er great.
That it is. In fact, I believe he had... Oh, what if he had a role in that 70 championship game?
Yeah, no, he was gone by then.
Prior to that?
Yeah. They was mostly in the 50s and 60s.
They had a Windsor and a Washington and a Witcher and a Willard.
Yep, they did.
And a Witcher.
Boy, that Ken Willard was a pretty big part of that offense, wasn't he?
He sure was.
15%.
Man, that is a phenomenal videotape you own there, Ryan. Al Worthington is 75.
I wish the end of it was good enough for us to get a theater and show it to the masses sometime.
You know, the first 55 minutes of that game are so... pristine, I would say it's still worth it.
You think it's still worth it?
I do.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, maybe we need to rethink this.
Who wouldn't love to see Reggie Rucker and Mike Ditka?
Maybe you need a focus group first to see, like, just have Big Anthony or Divorce Darren over to your house.
Or Death Fetish Dave.
Is that
or...
his name?
All right, well, born on this... final game at Kezar, too.
I know.
Born on this day, now dead, Adlai Stevenson. Dead on this day, still dead. Tim Kelly, the guitarist of...
Manfred Mann.
Slaughter.
Oh.
By the way, did you catch Pat Summerall doing a live read for the Honeymooners?
Yeah.
Another season premiere.
Tyler?
And that's why today doesn't suck.
Catch the season premiere of the Honeymooners.
How about that halftime show?
Oh.
How about that little unit the 49ers had that went all around the field there?
Astronaut.
Man, I'm telling
you. Fire truck or whatever it was.
NASCAR.
Need to string that together. That's gold. That's gold waiting to happen.
All right.
All right, the hard line is coming up from the Frisco Dr. Pepper Star Center, and we'll all be out there playing a little hockey before long, so good times. Except for those who are incapacitated because of injuries beyond their control.
And Friends Night.
That's next on the ticket.